Last week we learned in Elokei Neshama. We spoke out from the Archaim HaKadosh based in Parshas Vayechi, based on the Arizal, that every day is a new part, aspect of the Neshama, a new Nitzitz that comes to the forefront. And that day, the Avodah of each day, is that specific Neshama. And we suggested that that's, we say, Neshama Shenasati B'Tahiri, that my Neshama, we have a new start, a new day. And that's a chizuk to utilize the day. Each day is its own avoda. We also said another idea in Neshama Shenasat B'Tahiri, that besides the idea of what the Vilna Gaon explains, that Neshama Shenasat B'Tahiri is a reminder of our achrayas to keep our Neshama tahar, because Hashem gave it to us as a bekadin tahar. We have to return it back that way. But there's another element, and that is to feel for the desire of the neshama itself. The neshama herself, she wants only dveikus b'Hashem, to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to have rachmanis, and to feel and to live in the awareness of doing for the neshama. That's another idea we said, and that's neshama shenasat b'tahira, and it wants to remain tahira. Be'ez Hashem, I'd like to share with the Eilma another, I believe, another pirish in Neshama Shenasati B'Tahiri. And that is a very interesting thing. If you look in the Siddur Eitzah Tefilas, the Anaf Yosef, he says a very interesting thing. Listen to this. Tahirahi, pirish, what does it mean? Mimokoim tohar nigzara. Tahirahi doesn't mean it's tar. It means it's coming from a tar place. Very interesting. Tahira doesn't mean it's tar, it means it's coming from a tar place. And perhaps he's understanding the word tahira is more like it's a tar dika. It's, you know, like someone that comes from New York. He's a New Yorker, right? So neshama shenasat b'tahiri, the neshama is a tar dika. It's coming from tar. It's tar. It's a tar. Question is why is he explaining, why is this? Why is he explaining it that way? Why is it not simply Neshama Shenasat B'Tahiri? My Neshama is Tar. Perhaps he says this because we said last week that really there's a little bit of an issue, that how could we say that right now, presently, my Neshama is Tar? If Chas V'Shalom, right, we are not perfect, right? In fact, we said from the Marsha that the Marsha says a Chiddush. Marsha Brachas on Daf Yud says that Neshama Shenasat B'Tahiri doesn't mean now. Although it seems the Pashup Shad is that now it's Tar, right? But he explains that Neshama Shenasat B'Tahiri means it was Tar when I got it. Because he's bothered that it's right now it's not fully Tar. So perhaps this is why the Anaf Yosef explains Tahiri doesn't mean literally right now it's Tar. It does not literally it's Tar, but it's Mimokim Tar. It's Tardik. It's coming from a Tar place. But I think that there's something we could take out of this Pirish, a very powerful lesson. Question is, what is exactly the significance of making this proclamation? My neshama is coming from a Torah place. It stems from a Torah place. What's the idea over here? I'd like to share with the Olam a beautiful idea that Rabbi Yonasan Avishitz in Yaris Dvash says. It's in Drush Tezvov and Yud Aleph Tevis. He gives a mashal to a king. He says there's a king who sends his son to a faraway land. And he doesn't want anyone there to know that his son is, for whatever reason, his son is going to be dressed and act, is going to be dressed like a commoner. So his son dresses, you know, he sends his son with regular clothing, not wearing royal clothing, regular charm. But he's afraid of something. What he's afraid of is that since his son is going to be in this foreign place, not in the palace, and he's going to be dressing and acting like, you know, he's going to be out in the world amongst the common folk, he's afraid that his son is going to start acting like a commoner. His son, who comes from royalty, is going to start acting that way. Because he's dressed that way, he's amongst, right? So what he does is, he says, Rabbi Yonasan Avishitz, B'chein tzivo lav ha-melech, the father, the king, commands his son, Lizkor kol yoim, to remember each day, bepam achas, once a day, remember, heyoisai ben melech. Please, set an alarm clock, and once a day, remind yourself, Ich bin a ben melech, I am the son of a king. Kidei sheyizkor haminig haroi loy, that in order that it will remind him of the way he's supposed to act. Where he's coming from. He's coming from royalty. He has to act in such a manner. Says Rabbi Yonasan and Haifetz, it's unbelievable. V'chein hadover, we're the same thing. Nishmoisenu mimkar elyon, our neshamas are coming from such a high place. Mimachzov niflo v'yokar adlam oid, we're coming from such a high place. However, we're sent down in this olam hagashmi, this physical world, and we're dressed. We have these bodies of ours, right, that are physical, and we're acting physical, and everything is we're not acting that, right? So, right, it could happen that of course a person could start forgetting, and a person could act, right? So says Rabbi Yonasan, right? Right, a person could start acting kaminig gashmi. Aval choyva of lov liskar b'chaleis. It's incumbent on a yid to remember all the time that where he's coming from. V'lo yeyes lanu lina kaminig p'chusim, and not to act like the minig p'chusim. We have to realize that nishmaisenu mimkar elyon, where we stam from. We stam from such a holy place. And he goes on to say that we know that in all midas, we're taught that even a bad midah, there is room for it in Yiddish, in Avodas Hashem. For example, Latzanus is a terrible thing, but there's room for Latzanus, right? On Purim, right? Purim's coming up next week. We make Latzanus out of Haman, right? Latzanus out of Avodah Zarah, right? There is such a thing. However, Gaiva happens to be, the Gemara seems like there's no room for Gaiva. Right, the Gemara says in Soita, Loi mineva, loi mitzasa. You can't have any gaiva. Comes along Rabbi Yonasan and says a chiddush. However, he's machadish that there is a gaiva that we're allowed to have and we're supposed to have. Yesh gaiva d'muteres. There is a gaiva that's mutter. V'noel is gal adamba, and it's fitting for a person to have that gaiva. What's that gaiva? That gaiva is to realize our pride, where we come from, that we are. We forget Sharish Nishmasenu, we forget that our Sharish Nishamim Mimkar Nairav and Iskav. And we need to live with that awareness, with that pride, with that shtaltz, that who we are. Duzuhi Gaiva Hanirtzis Me Hashem. This is a Gaiva that Hashem wants us to feel. She Yiskar Kalayoim Bichvoido Ubamalosai. A person should realize his godless, his covet and his Maila. To act with that awareness, how great he is. And he says, I've said many time over, if a person would remember and live with that awareness that his maila, his neshama, is higher from the malachim, it would be impossible for him to be Isaac and have le'elam hazeh. So, this idea is a very powerful idea. Perhaps that is this idea. If you listened carefully before, it's very interesting. When he said the mashal about the king with his son, the mashal was that the king commanded the son to say remind himself once a day where he comes from. Once a day. Perhaps when we do that once a day is at the beginning of the day. We say neshama shenasatabi tohiri, where we come from. Our neshamas come from makom tar, from such a high place. We realize, like he says, that our neshamas, our shorish neshamaseinu mimkar neira v'niskav, we come from such a high, exalted place. And that's at the beginning of the day, because then that helps us live, hopefully, with that awareness throughout the day on our godless, our pride, our shtaltz of who we are, where that we are our neshamas, and our neshamas are from such a exalted place. So, what? No, we are from such a place. Now we are. We are. No. The neshama that you placed in us is a taradik neshama. Is coming. Is a taradik place. Is from that place. So we're saying it's from now. It's from that place. That's where we come from. And it's a very interesting thing. Perhaps we could just add one small thing that. He says this idea is a gaiva that's permitted and it's fitting for us. That's the one thing we're allowed to have one room of gaiva. And it's interesting, I believe we've mentioned in the past that Elokai Neshama we put right after Asher Yatzar. Some say it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. It's right connected. We connect with Asher Yatzar. And it's beautiful. Asher Yatzar, we've explained, is the bracha that we focus on our shiflus. We realize that the lowliness of man. But right then, what it leads into, there's one gaiva, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. Even though the Gemara says, loy mineva, loy miksase, there's no room for gaiva at all, comes along Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, says mechadish, that there's one gaiva. And that's the godless Adam, the godless of our neshamas, neshamas shenasah to be tahir. That's the one thing that we can have, the gaiva hamutaras, v'no, says Rabbi Yonasan, that's something that we should be having, that pride of where we come from. Our neshamas, we are our neshamas, and our neshamas come from such an exalted place. Oh, just one more thing here is that it's a very interesting thing. If we examine the mashal of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz and the nimshal, the mashal was about a king who has to remind his son that you are the son of a king. That's the mashal. The nimshal is what? The nimshal is to us that we are our neshamas, we are our neshamas, and our neshamas, where they come from such an exalted place. I believe that these two things are really, the nimshal and the mashal are the same exact thing. What does that mean? Like this. Listen to this. The Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush to Yaina, he explains the entire Sefer Yaina based on the Zayar HaKadosh. The Zayar HaKadosh says that the Yaina is referring to the neshama. And the Vilna Gaon, in fact, explains the entire Sefer Yaina based on this, that the yayna is the neshama, the svina is the gofa adam, the whole thing is unbelievable, and there's a gilgal, and the whole, it's fascinating the way he goes through. It's based on a Zayar HaKadosh, it's all really based on the Zayar HaKadosh. The Zayar HaKadosh says, yayna denochas la svina, yayna that went into the boat, do ihi nishmosa de barnash, that yayna is the neshama of a man that went into the person, into the gof. So listen to this. He starts the very first pasuk. Vayhi dvar Hashem elai el Yoina. It's Yoina ben Amitai. So he says like this: Yoina is neshama, zui ha neshama, and he explains how his connections between the dove and the neshama. Fine. But what's ben Amitai? Listen carefully. Ben Amitai. Ben l'hakadosh baruch hu. The neshama is a son of hakadosh baruch hu. And Amitai is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shu Amitai Chaisome Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes. Hashem's seal is Emes. Ben Amitai is that the Neshama is a son, so to say, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But listen to what he says. V'chein hu oimer bazoyar. The Zayar Kodesh says like this. K'mo de'is av l'gof. Just like there is an av, a parent, a father, to a body, Cain is av l'neshama. So too, there's a father to a soul. What he means is a very amazing thing. This that Klal Yisrael are called banim is because of we, part of us, because we are a neshama. And neshama is a chelek elika mimal. What makes a child a son of a father? He's a chelek, brokar davua. You're a chelek of your father, that makes you a ben. Neshama is literally a ben kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol, right? Because a neshama of a yid is a chelek alekam imal. So this that we're called banim is because of our neshamas. Isn't that amazing? We're banim literally. It's not, you know, like Hashem is hanhog of a ben, of an av. Hashem kaviyachol is literally, is an av mamish. Because we have neshamas, and neshamas is a chelek of him, so to say. So just like that's what makes a child of a parent, that he's a chelik, he's a, right, so to say, a chelik of the father. So our neshamas are a chelik. K'mod is av l'guf, k'en is av l'neshama. And he applies the pasuk of bonim atem l'Hashem alekeichem. This that we're bonim l'Hashem is because of this that we have a neshamas. That's the mashal and the nimshal of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. It's beautiful. When we remind ourselves that our neshamas come from, where do they come from? Chelik al-kamimal, from the Kisa HaKavod, right? We're real, in essence, we're saying that we're banim lamakim, we're a ben melech. That's our pride, that where we come from, meaning we're literally a ben kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the ben melech. It's really one of the same. It's one idea. That's our pride. And it's a beautiful thing. He applies the pasuk of banim atem l'shem alekeichem. What does the pasuk say, right? Banim atem l'shem alekeichem. You're banim l'makim l'siskoy dedu. Don't give yourself a cut. L'sisimu karecha b'neinechem. Not to give a person oneself a bald spot. What does Rashi say over there? L'fisha atem banim shel makim. Since you're a son of the king, v'atem ruyim liyos noim. It's befitting for you to be handsome. We have to live with that. That the pasuk is saying this idea. We have to live with that pride. Where we come from? We're banim l'makim. We're our neshamas. Our neshamas are chelak l'kamimal, and we're meant to be, or act in that manner. Ruim liyis noem. And I saw a beautiful Reb Aaron Kotler, zechutzchad of kolish levrach and Mishnah Seb Aaron. He has a beautiful piece on banim atem l'shem lekeichem. And Oyer Chaim Lamay Lamaskal, and he—it's almost like he's like paraphrasing this Vilna Gaon. It's beautiful. He doesn't quote it, but he talks this idea so out so beautifully. He speaks out when the Torah says we're banim. He says ain zo melitza. It's not just a melitza. Ela bechinas banim mamish. We're literally banim. I think he means this idea. We're literally banim. It's not like banim Hashem has an hagav and av to ben. No. We're banim l'makim, literally. B'chinas banim mamish. I think that's what he means. And he goes on beautiful to talk about gadlus ha'adam. He says, you were not accustomed to think like this, of where we come from, who we are really are, because we're so accustomed to think about our physical side. But he says, listen to this. V'chol kamo shemarba ba'karazu. To the extent that we increase our awareness of who we really are, we are neshamas, and where our neshamas come from, kein misrabis v'gdeilu boi chashivusei. To that extent, our gadlus and our chashivus will grow. V'zeu goyrim gadol v'ikri, it's a tremendous cause, l'tikon hamaisim yoyser mikol. This awareness, this pride of who we are, that we're where we come from, our neshamas, we are our neshamas, and the neshamas are coming from such a high place, is a gairim gadol to tikkun ma'asim more than anything else. Gadlus ha'adam, unbelievable. Just one small thing, and that is perhaps we could take another lesson from this ben amitai. The neshama is ben amitai. Ben amitai, the son of amitai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chesama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. And that is to keep this awareness that no matter where we are, no matter how, wherever a yid is, where he's holding, the inside, the inner essence of a yid is ben amitai, is totally is makir the emes. Hashem is emes, our neshamas, our ben amitai is makir the emes. That's the idea of the pintel yid. The pintel yid is the neshama inside a person is always by the has the emes. We never. No matter where a person could have many beliefs, but inside, deep inside, who he really is Makir the Emes. And I just, perhaps we could just give a little bit of a remez in that. There's a Gemara many times says, when an Amira says like he made a mistake. There's a Loshen in Gemara many times. Well, here's one example in Nuvav and Chulin. Shalachlu, he sent them back a message. Dvorim shamarti lifnechem. The words I said in front of you, tois hein biyodi, was a mistake. It was a mistake in my hand. So if you look, I believe most places it says in the Gemara, when it uses these words, it says, Dvorim shamarti lefnechem. Really, it should be, in one place I saw it says like this, Dvorim shamarti lochem. The words I told you. Why does it say, Dvorim shamarti lefnechem? It's not the proper way to speak. You say, Dvorim shamarti lochem, the things that I told you. Perhaps the idea is that when someone hears something that's not true and they believe it, they makabal it, it's true, they were makabal it. But the inside of them, something inside of them, the deep, deep part of the neshama, is makar the emes. And it only and it's makar the reina emes, the truth. And if it hears something that's not emes, it's not makabal. It knows what's true and what's not true. So perhaps that's why it says, Dvarm shamarti lufnechem. Once I realized that what I told you wasn't true, I didn't tell it to you. Not every part of you was makabalit. I said it in front of you. I said something in front of you. It wasn't said to you. You, the inner part of the person, the deepest part of the person, the neshama of the person was never makabla, since it wasn't emes. So dram shamarti lefneichem. That's such a ma'idik yisay that our neshamas are connected with the emes. Our neshamas deep down know exactly everything. No matter where a person is, where you know wherever a person, the world of the alma de shikra that we live in, but the neshama inside of us really knows the reina emes and knows exactly everything, the way things are in this world that we live in. That's this idea. So just to recap this. So far we explained three ways, three messages in neshama shenasati b'tahiri. The first is, like the Vilna Gaon explains, that we're reminding ourselves of our achrayas to give back the pekadon to Hashem the way He gave it to us. He gave us a pekadon tahira, give it back tahira. It's based on a Gemara and Shabbos. That's one idea. The second is, neshama shenasati b'tahiri, to feel for the tshuka of the neshama. My neshama wants korvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tahir, she's tahir, and she wants to remain that way. So I have to remind myself to care for the neshama, right? That's what we said last week. That's l'cha karei l'cha tanoi. In fact, the pasuk in Mishlei says goimel nafshoi ish chesed. I believe some of Farshim say what the pasuk is saying is the ish chesed. He's goymal nafsha. He does gemilas chesed for his nefesh. He looks at it as he's doing for yanim. He's doing chesed for his, by doing the right thing and staying away from the wrong thing. He's doing literally chesed to his neshama. He's doing chesed. That's another thing. Neshama shenasat b'tahiri. She's tahar and she wants to remain the way. So I have to remind myself to care for not to be like Rabbi Yehuda says, not to be achzori, right? Hayisi achzori al nefesh hayikar. And the third is this last idea, person's own awareness of where we come from. Neshama shenasati b'tahiri, to have that pride, that shtaltz of the neshama shenasati b'tahiri, where we come from. And perhaps these three messages correspond to three halakim in Avodas Hashem. The Svarim talk about this, that there's three halakim. There's bein adam l'makim, there's bein adam l'chaveiroi, and there's bein adam l'atzmai. There's three parts of Avodas Hashem. In fact, the Vilna Gaon says an interesting thing. The Vilna Gaon talks about this in Yeshaya, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis. He talks about these three things. And he says an interesting thing, that the three Amudei Olam correspond to these three Chalakim. Right? Hein Heima Gimel Dvarim Sha'olam Oymar Olam. Torah of Avodah Gmilas Chasadim. Torah La'atzmai. Torah builds the person himself. Avodah is Bein Adam l'makim, and Gmilas Chasadim is l'chaveiroi. There's Bein Adam l'makim, Bein Adam l'chaveiroi, and Bein Adam l'atzmai. Perhaps these three messages that we remind ourselves in the beginning of the day, when we say Neshama Shenasati B'Tahiri, correspond to the three facets of Avodas Hashem, of mitzvahs. The first is Bein Adam l'makim. Hashem gave me a Neshama as a pekadon. He gave it to me to her, and He said, I have to give it back that way. That's Bein Adam l'makim. I have an achrayas responsibility to keep it that way. Neshama shenasati b'tahiri. The second is bein adam l'chaveiroi. It's thinking of yanim goyimol nafshay ish chesed. To be an ish chesed to my neshama, not to be an achzori. My neshama is tahir. She wants to stay that way. Neshama shenasati b'tahiri. I remind myself that I want to be an ish chesed to my neshama. And the third is bein adam l'atzmai. A person's own awareness of their own chashivas, to heighten a person's own Erech l'atzmai, it's his own value of who he is. Ich bin tahira, I'm coming from a tahir place, and that is in itself the chizuk. In the beginning of the day, we start the day off with these three messages. Neshama shenasat b'tahiri, yashar koach.